And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of December, 2013. It's the birthday of the novelist Ann Patchett, born in Los Angeles, 1963. Grew up Catholic, went to an all-girls Catholic school in Nashville, where she still lives. Ann Patchett, who said, "Catholicism really trained me for fiction writing. I think it has to be the greatest religion for a fiction writer, because it is so much a tradition of story and parable. I spent my whole childhood on my knees in front of pieces of carved marble, and in my heart I was filling that stone with enormous life." Ann Patchett, who went to Sarah Lawrence, where one of her teachers was Grace Paley, and Patchett said, "Grace Paley taught me that writing must not be compartmentalized. You don't step out of the stream of your life to do your work. Work was the life, and who you were as a mother, teacher, friend, citizen, activist, and artist was all the same person." Ann Patchett, author of Bel Canto, Truth and Beauty, State of Wonder. It's the birthday of George Saunders, born in Amarillo, Texas, 1958, author of Civil War Land in Bad Decline, Pastoralia, Persuasion Nation, writer for The New Yorker. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, and he went off to a mining school and studied geophysical engineering, although he had always wanted to be a writer, and even though he admired the writer Thomas Wolfe. He said, "I liked him because he was epic and broken-hearted and sloppy and emotional and in love with the world and wrote sentence after sentence beginning with the word oh, as in, oh, Brooklyn, harbinger of cruel autumn. I loved his big-heartedness and the way, apparently, he had just taken his life and made a huge book out of it." George Saunders graduated from college, went to Asia to work in oil fields. He held a string of jobs in places like wastewater plants and military installations, which he said sort of tempered his sentimental streak. And he started writing. He said, "Any claim I might make to originality in my fiction is really just the result of this odd background, basically just me working inefficiently with flawed tools in a mode I don't have sufficient background to really understand, like if you put a welder to designing dresses." Here's a poem for today by Edgar Allan Poe, a poem from 1849. A dream within a dream. "Take this kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, thus much let me avow, you are not wrong, who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep while I weep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?" A Dream Within a Dream, a poem by Edgar Allan Poe from 1849. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.